It is BMAZ and Beamer here on WBEM. Brian Mazeroski and Joe Beamer here with me this morning. How's it going, Joe?
Oh, Brian, it's good to be back in the morning, getting the groove of things on a hump day.
They were doing here yesterday headshots.
Yeah, I missed it.
I said I couldn't do it. I said I looked like a hobo. I was all disheveled. So then I went after I had time yesterday in the afternoon. You know, 20 minutes to run to my barber, get a haircut. I don't know why I did. I mean, it's not like they're back here today doing them.
No, they're not.
But I just, you know, just in case it pops up again, you know, hey, boom, picture, I'm ready.
You think we can go to JCPenney, get a picture, and write it off?
They still do that?
Oh, they have to. What else are they doing over there?
They have to? I don't know. I just assume they don't do any. I'm surprised they're there.
Yeah, I know they still have the salon, because the Penny's near me is hiring in the salon. I saw the signs.
Get out.
Yeah, 100%.
And like the little photos with the cloudy background?
I think they still have the photos. I can't imagine they wouldn't.
What was the mall or mall adjacent thing that was right by the Northtown Plaza? What was that called? You know what I'm talking about?
The Boulevard?
No. Yeah. It was like behind the plaza that's no longer there.
Yeah.
There was a Bon-Ton there. I don't know if that was connected to the mall or not, but there was a photo place in there.
Yeah, now that's where At Home is.
Is that... same general area. It's not the same building, though, is it? That's a new... Or they knock it down? I really don't know. I can't remember. It was so long ago.
Yeah, I think they knocked it down. But that's where the, you know, the Halloween tree that I keep talking about was.
Yeah, that's your favorite. You're like me with certain things online. You just like keep circling back to it. Like, oh, yeah, I want to buy that someday. You just spend 3 months doing it, and then eventually you end up buying it.
If there's no Halloween tree at my place next year, I'd be very surprised. By the way, that Bon-Ton, after it closed for a few years, was Fright World. I saw LMFAO perform there when we were in college.
At Fright World
at the old Bon-Ton, LMFAO, right before they hit it big. It was a fun time.
Thanks to the listeners, the Century Mall, it was called. And that's not like ringing a bell or anything.
I was going to say
I'm just going to trust you.
Yeah.
that sounds good to me. That sounds like something a mall would be called.
Yeah, that sounds...
The Century Mall.
Yeah, for sure.
Sounds about right. All right, Joe. We got to talk about it because no one else is talking about it. I mean, not nobody else, but Olin Mills. That was the photography place. Yeah. All right. Now it's coming back to me. Sorry. This eclipse thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why, like, we have been mentioning it ever since the last eclipse. Like, oh, next time this eclipse happens, it'll be the last time for, you know, hundreds of years or something.
I feel I've heard that before, and then they talk about another eclipse, but...
But a total eclipse.
Yes.
You know, the real deal.
Total eclipse of the heart.
The full Monty.
Yeah.
You're getting it in Buffalo. It's going to pass through. We're on the path of totality. And it's going to be a real big thing.
And this will be the best place to view it.
It really will be. You look at the map.
Yeah.
It's going to be the place to be across the world, maybe, to see this eclipse, your last chance at seeing a total eclipse for a very, very long time. And so we've known this. We know it's a big deal. Been talking about it for a number of years. And now we're getting a little bit closer and closer in time. Still, Joe, yesterday, I was taken aback a little bit by the way that everybody was talking about it. I got a few clips here for you. The way that people were talking about the eclipse. Here's Holly Schreiber.
We at the Science Museum are encouraging Western New Yorkers to stay at or close to home for the eclipse, or to choose a viewing location where they can comfortably stay before, during, and after the eclipse in the event of that traffic backup. We are here to help train you on how to safely view the eclipse from wherever you are on April 8th, whether that be your backyard, a local park, or maybe your office building.
I mean, listen to it. It sounds like a blizzard. Here's Kathy Leacock.
Buffalo is one of a handful of lucky wealthy cities that fall on the path of totality. For a few brief moments, the skies will darken, the temperatures will drop, and if the clouds here are pleased, they will make way for us all to enjoy the breathtaking view of the sun's corona. This will no doubt be an historic and memorable moment for our region that we should all look forward to with great excitement and anticipation.
Mark Percy.
We don't really want our kids stuck on buses in the middle of this thing. That's about the time of day this would be happening. Other non-essential businesses, if it doesn't need to be open, think about being closed for that day. It's not going to be a normal day. You might think you're going to go about your normal business, but if it's even partly clear, it is not going to be business as usual around here.
So they're talking about this. I saw it mentioned that maybe a million people could be coming to the area to view the eclipse. You hear them talking about, hey, be in place, stay home, you know, make sure you're there so you don't have to go out before, during, or after because it might be a mess. We should be talking about closing. I mean, it sounds like preparation for a huge blizzard for this eclipse. And I don't know why. It was just very jarring to hear people talk about it this way, that maybe we're very much underestimating what type of deal this is, because, Joe, I don't think there's ever been anything like that. We're about 6 months away. This sounds like the biggest thing to happen in Western New York, the way they're putting it, like the Pan Am Exposition, and then this, you know, over 100 years later. And I don't know about you, nobody's talking about it. Like, in your day-to-day life, it's not even on people's minds. I think most people, if you came and told them this, would not even know that it's happening.
Yeah, and you know, Brian, we had talked, like you said, about it when the last eclipse happened. And then I forgot about it until the Bisons announced that they're opening up Salem Field for a viewing party on April 8th. But that's really the only buzz I've heard until yesterday. And, you know, I walk into work and Brayton's got a stack of glasses. So I obviously took a pair. But yeah, it's not getting the discussion. And what it sounds like is this is going to be an amazing day for the hospitality in Western New York. I mean, hotels, I have to imagine, are going to be at a premium and, you know, making some good money.
So I keep coming back to this. We've talked to Pat Kaler a bunch of times in the past. We've about bringing events here to Western. This comes up when we talk about the stadium sometimes.
What an event to bring.
And he's made mention that, you know, an NHL All-Star game isn't going to happen in Buffalo because we don't have the hotel space for it. And that's, you know, a certain number of people. It's a decent amount of people, but it's not
a million.
It's nowhere close. I mean, that's not even closest to the biggest event, you know, that could be here. When you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people coming to Western New York, traffic everywhere in a way where you won't want to be out. We're talking about closing schools. I don't know, Joe. It sounds kind of like ridiculous to me.
We've waited this long to start talking about it?
It almost seems far-fetched. Like, I almost don't even believe it. It sounds so huge. I know they're the, you know, experts in this. They're basing this off of what they've seen for similar events in other places. But I don't know. It seems kind of crazy.
It does. I mean, the idea of a million people coming to Buffalo to me is just, and no, I love Buffalo. Don't get me wrong, but that is just so
the idea of far-fetched. A million people being interested in looking at the sky sounds crazy to me.
See, I get the obsession. I've never wanted to go to space, but I'm obsessed with, I was saying this yesterday, obsessed with, you know, the fact that there is so much unknown outside of this sphere that we live on. It's a sphere, right? Yeah. So, like, the eclipse thing, that really just, it interests me. Would I drive or fly to another city to see it?
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine making those arrangements.
Yeah.
This is coming from someone who drives 8 hours to watch a 2-4 football team.
Right. You can't, you've got people who pay $300 to go to a football game, and you can't get them to look up at the field from their phones.
That's right.
And I'm expecting, you know, and this is going to be a big enough deal where people are coming to Buffalo to just look at nature and something that's happening. And by the way, and I see the messages coming in, April 8th, let's go back in history.
I was going to say,
how many cloudy days do we have?
It's more than 50-50. Like, it's more than 50% on April 8th. I would have to say,
I want to put it 50-50. I might say better. I feel like by the end of March, we've got some nice sunny days.
I feel like there's always an early Bisons game. Bisons don't start till April. That is snowed out.
Didn't they start in March?
No, they go to spring training, and then the MLB starts the last day of March.
I could swear. Minor league. I could swear they started in March.
Guarantee. Minor league baseball starts a week into April.
But either way, like that's going to be a crapshoot.
Exactly. I mean, you're planning.
It'll still get dark and everything, but like, you know.
At least if you're planning to go to a football game, to a hockey game, you know it's going to happen, right? I mean, this is something you know it's going to happen, but are you going to be able to see it? I mean, my family in 2004 went to the Grand Canyon. We saw the Grand Canyon, Brian, for maybe 10 minutes. The rest of the couple of hours we were up there, fog was covering the entire thing. You could not see down the Grand Canyon at the Grand Canyon. That is the risk you are taking. And again, I don't want to deter anyone from coming to our beautiful Western New York. I'm just saying, I cannot imagine having all these plans and then wake up and go, this is going to be a bad one.
Friday, March 29th, home opener for the Bisons.
Look at that. That is a change.
They play the 29th, 30th, and 31st in March this year. So you better hope that it's going to be nice a little bit earlier than
By the way, that's because they added games. But you're right.
The idea of closing school, closing businesses, etc., what do you think? 803-0930. Does it seem ridiculous to you, or are you all in on this solar eclipse and what impact that it might have here in Western New York? Let us know. 803-0930, because it does, the way they were talking about it, I know it's a big deal. I know that it's going to draw a lot of people. It's almost hard for me to believe, though, when I hear a million people, traffic that's impossible, when they're talking about getting around Western New York as if we're going to be experiencing another blizzard. That seems almost far-fetched and too much for me to believe. And I want to believe it, but it seems a little far-fetched. What do you think? 803-0930. Schools would have to make this decision, you know, now. This is this school year. Still, where they'd have to think about being closed on that day for the eclipse.
I have a feeling that that's all going to be determined by, do they have snow days left? I feel like that will be one of those decisions that they make a month or two before.
Isn't this one of the things, though? So I'm looking at, I got to look at the interactive map here. And again, you kind of zoom in on the map, and we've got Buffalo right in the crosshairs, this path of totality. And there's like a little, when you look at the map that NASA puts out.
Yes.
It has a, you know, gray area where you're going to be able to see. And then there, within that gray area, there's a blue line of like the exact one. The blue line, like the pinpoint, passes right through the city of Buffalo. Like that's how exact it's going to be. And all of Western New York is kind of in that grayish area. But I got to see the interactive map here. Now, I got to see when, like the timing. Because they said the timing would be in that part of the afternoon where schools are getting out. And this would be the type of thing that if you are a school, like you would let people have a half day at least to go home and experience it. You wouldn't want everyone, like the eclipse happened. Hey, you talk about the next day, you're trying to get people interested in space.
Yeah, we were all
on the bus.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's not a good story. I'm trying to think if that ever happened when we were younger, if there was like an event, a local event or a world event that we got out of school for. Like what happened? I feel like this happened a lot more before our time.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Who was in school during the moon landing? I know that happened at night though, right? But like did anything happen around the school day? Like can you think of anything they let you out of school for to watch the news coverage or take part in?
My parents took me out of school
Hands across America
for the runner-up celebration after the Stanley Cup. They didn't close school for that. My parents had to take me out.
Our runner-up parade. you might have gotten out of school for that.
But, you know, if I was in school, let me tell you, if I was in school and this was happening, and not only was it happening, it was Buffalo was one of the ideal places to see it. Like, I feel like I, maybe not speaking as the kid, if my son was old enough to be in school and maybe appreciate this, I feel like I'd want him out of school to experience this, especially if it's going to happen once in his lifetime. Like, I think that's good enough once reason to yank him out of school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now, all right, now we got Buffalo, 2:04 p.m. Oh, that's when partial begins. Totality
still
begins
in school, 2:04.
At about 3:18, and then 3:20 p.m. is the maximum, lasts until 3:22, and the whole thing will be over. The whole thing, the eclipse, lasts about 2 hours. The totality part is only about 4 minutes, though, that you get. It's not a real big opportunity.
It's a lot. Isn't it funny? That's longer than I thought it was going to be. Like, I thought it was this quick thing.
Well, you know, it moves a little slow.
Yeah.
Bill is joining us right now. Bill's on a cell phone. What do you think about this, Bill? Are we downplaying this just as a community? Because I feel like no one's talking about it.
Well, no one's talking about it yet because it's not close enough. But this is a big deal because, like you said, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing to see this. And the path, like you pointed out, the pinpoint of the path is going through Buffalo. And you're going to have, what, 2-3 minutes of totality? So you need your solar eclipse glasses that you can get at the libraries, like you were saying, as it gets closer and closer. But once the moon is totally enclosing, you know, in front of the sun, you could actually look with your naked eyes at the sun because it's totally blocked out for just those couple of minutes there, as long as it's safe, and you can see the corona. And that's something that you can't really just see at any partial eclipse viewing anywhere else pretty much in the country when something like this happens. So it does seem to be a big deal, and it should be something that, you know, you won't have a lot of traffic to worry about people getting to their destinations to watch this thing. What do you think?
I it's just kind of amazing to me, Bill. I know it's the big deal. To me, thinking that hundreds of thousands of people are coming to Buffalo, I just have a hard time believing. I don't know why, and I'm not saying that it's not going to happen, but doesn't it just kind of seem amazing to you?
It does, but I mean, how often, like, you've looked at that map and you see exactly where that shadow goes, and it goes smack dab through Buffalo, and that's, you know, it's almost like trying to see Halley's Comet. You get a once in your lifetime chance. You might be able to go to Nova Scotia to see a total eclipse of the sun like that song says, but it's coming right to your own town, and it's the only time that you're going to be able to see this thing in your own town.
Well, Bill, thanks
weather
for the call
permitting.
I'm excited for it.
You think Bonnie Tyler comes to Buffalo, performs that song while the eclipse is going on?
Well, here's the thing. It's not just Buffalo.
I know, but...
So that's the part that might play into this totality in Dallas, Texas. A little bit bigger. Little Rock in Arkansas, in Cleveland, Erie, Pennsylvania, Burlington, Vermont as well. Some of the other bigger cities that it's going to be over. So there are other options, people traveling. Like, I think Dallas is going to be a pretty busy area. I mean, it's always busy, but at that time. But what do you think? Should schools be closed? Are you going to close your business? Are you making plans for this eclipse? Hundreds of thousands of people coming to Western New York. It would be unlike anything we've seen here. Or if you can think of something that I just don't know about or I'm forgetting, let us know. 803-0930, BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN.
Hey, welcome back, BMAZ and Beamer. You know, before we get to this eclipse, Brian, I just want to say, AAA baseball added 6 games. I don't want people questioning my baseball knowledge. So I obviously have not paid as much attention to when the season starts. So, yes, now they start in March along with the Major League Baseball. So, you know, all these people talking about playing less games. AAA said, no, we need to play more games. And that's exactly what they did 2 years ago.
Okay.
I'm just
glad we have that settled.
For the two people out there that might have remembered the conversation 20 minutes ago.
All right.
And they're in the studio.
The Great American Eclipse, as it's being called, this is coming to the America specifically.
It's coming to America.
Specifically Buffalo. In 2024. I'm all over this now. I'm watching maps, and I was just struck by the way that people were talking about this. yesterday.
We don't really want our kids stuck on buses in the middle of this thing. That's about the time of day this would be happening. Other non-essential businesses, if it doesn't need to be open, think about being closed for that day. It's not going to be a normal day. You might think you're going to go about your normal business, but if it's even partly clear, it is not going to be business as usual around here.
I know it's a big deal. We knew it was coming. We've been talking about this for years now, you know, on and off. But still, for some reason, yesterday when they were saying that, when they were saying schools should be closed, don't try and be out on the roads before or after. I mean, it sounded like we were talking about a blizzard. It did strike me. And it was kind of wild. So what exactly are you thinking about this eclipse? Are we making too big of a deal of it? Not enough? Let us know. 803-0930. We'll go start in Niagara Falls. We'll go to Al in Niagara Falls. Al, what do you think about this eclipse coming April 8th, 2024? And we're already preparing.
Well, I think you're making a mountain out of a molehill myself.
Why is that? You
know, because 6 years ago we had one. And nothing usual happened. Of course, there were people that came in from all over with the telescopes and cameras, and he set up in Delaware Park and everything like that to watch it, but nothing stopped.
This is different, Al. This is different. So there was a total eclipse, but not here. We did not have, we are in 2024 going to see the total eclipse. It will be completely blacked out, the sun will,
yes,
by the moon.
Yes, I just got off the golf course at 1:30 in the afternoon. I had a pair of number 11 welding glasses that you could see the eclipse through it. We were in a parking lot. All of that little dark and dark. I said, uh-oh, here comes the eclipse. So I looked up there and I see the moon was coming right over the sun. It was a total eclipse.
But you were here, Al. It wasn't a total eclipse here, right? There's only a certain path where it's an actual total. The reason why this is a big deal here next time is because Buffalo is in the path of the total eclipse. We didn't get the total eclipse.
So you saying Niagara Falls got it, but Buffalo didn't?
No, none of us got it.
No, it was
I looked at it. I watched it.
There was an eclipse. This is a different L. It's a total eclipse. The complete sun will be blacked out. It will be like night.
That's what I'm talking about. It got so dark here. Everybody's wondering what's going on. And then in Washington, somebody told Trump, well, look, we're having a solar eclipse. He said, oh, yeah. So he looked up at glasses.
Right. I don't want to sound like a jerk here. It's not the same thing.
Yeah. It's.
You mean a total solar eclipse is not the same as a total solar eclipse?
There is a total solar eclipse. The actual total eclipse does not happen everywhere. While that was going on here in Western New York, we did not see the same thing we're going to see in April of next year.
So I didn't see a total solar eclipse?
No.
You mean I'm dreaming it?
You saw a partial solar eclipse.
No, I saw it go right over the sun.
All right. We're going to go in circles here. I'm sorry. I don't want to sound like a jerk. But you didn't see the total solar eclipse if you were here in Western New York.
There's only one place in this country where you will have the perfect view of both eclipses, and that's Southern Illinois. So we were not in the path of totality.
They got it in Southern Illinois. Was in the path last time.
They were in the path last time, and they're going to be in the path this time. Southern.
How is that the only place in America though
where it crisscrosses? Where both, because the one line comes down from the east down to Mexico. The other one came from the west down and then to South Carolina. It kind of makes an X in the Midwest.
Oh, where you'll see both.
That's what I mean. Yeah, okay. Where you'll see where you're in the path of totality for both eclipses.
We were not in the totality path here last time. We saw the eclipse, and there was a total eclipse in parts of the U.S., but it was not here.
I think what's happening, and it's happened to me before, is yes, we saw a partial eclipse, and yes, there were, where's the place that you look up at the stars? They had, you know, events, and of course, then you go to your TV, and they're showing places of the country that were in that path of totality. That, I think maybe you're, you conflict sometimes. I've done it. I've seen something on TV and was like, I was there. But this time, we're actually going to be what they were showing on TV. I hope that clears it up.
And this will be the last time that it happens in America for a very long time. Your lifetime, unless something wild happens in the future in medicine, which I'm not 100% expecting. Bill is in Rome. Bill, you're on WBEN. How's it going?
Just great. I did see the 2017 total eclipse, but I was in Du Bois, Wyoming, with my family, and it was spectacular. We were in the small mesa, the town recreation area, and as you looked west, you could see the dark totality shadow zoom toward you. It was spectacular. Now, I had instruction from my daughter and son-in-law that are both astrophysicists about what would happen, what we would see, all these things. And that was amazing, just amazing. After living 40 years in Lewiston, I moved to Rome, and now my T-shirt that says Lewiston, total eclipse, is of no use to me now. But I'm thinking of going to Plattsburgh to see it rather than Buffalo area.
Interesting. Now, you made that trip. Was it specifically for the eclipse?
Yes, it was. My younger daughter and husband both went to the University of Wyoming for 6 years in graduate school. So, you know, go Josh Allen. but that made it easier because we're familiar with Wyoming.
Now, you say you want to go to Plattsburgh for this next one. Is it because you want to be in a more rural area where the lights and things aren't affecting? And, you know, I hear that a lot about stuff in space. Is it just better? Why you say Plattsburgh instead of Buffalo?
I'm guessing a higher probability of clear skies.
Ah, okay.
It's not so close to the Great Lakes.
Yeah, that would be
interesting. There's a little area near Rome that's going to have totality, but we're southeast of Lake Ontario. It's going to be cloudy.
Based on what you saw during the last eclipse, Bill, are you surprised to hear people talk the way they were yesterday about closing schools, about hundreds of thousands of people coming to Western New York?
No, my understanding, if I remember correctly, after the eclipse, from about Casper, Wyoming to Denver, the interstate was backed up bumper to bumper as they left. The people will come to Field of Dreams thing.
I guess so. Well, that it is amazing. And Bill, glad you were able to share that experience from last time.
Yeah, making shirts. That was my next thing. Bill talked about getting the shirt.
Oh.
I mean,
let's start thinking of our designs right now, Joe.
How many places are going to be putting shirts out for this in April of 24?
Sure, I've got a new Bill shirt every week. I think the Eclipse ones will come after. Michael, in Buffalo, you're on WBEN. All right, Michael, what do you think? Is this are we not making a big enough deal out of this yet?
I think it's a little overblown, but not much. My experience with the last eclipse, I was down in southern Kentucky, and where I was, I could see the nearby interstate, and shortly over after totality, it was bumper to bumper. I waited where I was for a couple hours. It was still bumper to bumper, but I had to get going. It was essentially down about 30 miles per hour till about 9 p.m. And this is after about 7 hours after totality. And even at 11:30, when I pulled off the road, I could see both lanes of the interstate jammed. It was up to speed, but it was still jammed. Now, that was during the summer. A lot of people were off. This is going to be during the spring, during the week. So not as much, but there's that possibility.
It is incredible to me. So this doesn't sound far-fetched. Just because when you hear it, Michael, it seems kind of crazy to say to people, hey, you might not want to be on the roads. Be where you're going to be. Don't plan on running out in 15 minutes being somewhere you can catch the eclipse. That
right.
is your experience of what happened before.
Yeah. And this was not isolated. This happened essentially all over the country.
Well, it is crazy, and thanks for sharing that, Michael. Because just we haven't seen, and by the way, I've been doing a little bit of research to, you know, help you. The next total solar eclipse, because these happen, from what I've been able to see, there will be a total solar eclipse in 2045.
Well, I'm planning on still being around 2045.
But nowhere near us.
Oh, okay.
You know, that'll go over parts of the West and over a lot of Florida is going to get that. Then in the U.S., it looks like one will hit parts of the U.S. in 2052. And that's about all I have until at least 2070.
2050. So, I'll be 64.
It's one of those things, like, we did just hear about it a few years ago, and it's happening now, but it's don't count on it every election cycle. Like, you know, it's going to be a very long time unless you plan on traveling, you know, to Australia or, you know, one of these places to witness it in person. It's not going to come anywhere near here.
But that is going to be interesting, though, right? The night after the eclipse. Like, what's the traffic situation? We always talk about how our traffic is overblown at times, Brian. What's that going to be like after the event? This thing's going to wrap up, what did you say, in the 4 or 5 o'clock hour. What is going to happen to traffic in Western New York? I mean, and
I don't think I want to find out.
What a boost for business as well.
Yeah. But have you thought about where are you going to be?
You know, it's funny. I have not, until yesterday, have not thought about it. But I don't know. The thing at Salem Field sounds pretty good.
So it's fun. I was, up until yesterday, I was thinking about that. I was thinking, oh, perfect. You know, out in Salem Field. After hearing this yesterday, no way in heck do I want to be there. After hearing what our caller just said and about traffic and hours, I don't want to be there for hours in traffic getting out of downtown Buffalo.
That's a good point. I'm trying to think. The new Buffalo store, did they not build something like a rooftop patio or something?
The Explore More Kids Museum has like that rooftop terrace. Are you talking about downtown?
No, I was talking about, like you, as far away from downtown as possible. Oh. The new Buffalo store, which is in walking distance of where I live, I think they put like some kind of patio. That'd be perfect. Just be up there. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm on right on transit, and I can walk home.
Oh, a backyard might be like where I'm thinking now after you hear some of these stories. An eclipse party.
The eclipse party.
Something like that. It'll be around the time of my wife's birthday, so
there you go.
Could do an eclipse birthday party. I'm sure she'd love that.
Yeah.
Stealing the show from then. But I hadn't really thought about it. Now I'm thinking, well, I got to make some plans. And you heard some of the callers. And I wonder how many people are like the caller that we just had who there's got to be some confusion out there because back in 2017, we were talking about a total eclipse.
Just not here.
Distinction, there was an eclipse. You could see it got darker here, but it was a partial eclipse here in Western New York. We had this caller who said, I saw the total solar eclipse. Like, that is not the same thing that's going to happen next year. Do you think there's a lot of that confusion probably?
I think there is. And a lot of people saying, well, I saw it in 2017, right? Because we did have the special glasses, because even for a partial eclipse, you want to have protected glasses when you look at the sun. But it's nothing like what we're expecting. And you know, Brian, I have to admit, if I didn't work here, I would probably think the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's just something that we, you know, once we started talking about it, I start doing research and, you know, what this path of totality is. And I did a lot of that when we were talking about it in 2017. But I can completely understand the confusion and maybe not knowing exactly what we're going to see in 2024.
The closest place to Western New York in 2017 that had that path of totality was in that part you were talking about. In southern Illinois, right close to St. Louis, and it went through Kentucky too, and parts of South Carolina. Kansas City got a little bit of it. So that's how far away, you know, to kind of give you an idea, if you can picture that map, you know, we were several degrees away from there. So this is going to be a whole lot different than what happened a few years ago.
Yeah.
And that's why we're talking about now it being a whole lot different in terms of people actually coming to Buffalo. No one would have came to Buffalo to see the partial eclipse. You would have got a partial eclipse over most of the U.S.
Wherever you are.
People are going to come to Buffalo to see the total eclipse if you're not in one of those areas. Now,
And we really are in the best path, like right in the middle of the path.
We are right there.
We are better than Dallas in the path. They're off to the side a little
They're off to the side a little bit?
They're in the path, but to the side. We're in the middle of the path.
Yeah, like we said, you do have other places. There is Cleveland. There's Erie. You know, there are some other places that you are able to see this. Indianapolis. But we are right in the middle of this path. I just heard it yesterday, and it just got me thinking that that's kind of crazy.
What about the guy in Rome? Now, Rochester's also in the path, if I read the map correctly, right? He's in Rome, and he's thinking, you know, you could go to Rochester, to Buffalo, a place close to Rome, New York, to see this eclipse, and instead traveling to Plattsburgh. Could you imagine traveling somewhere else because you think it's going to be better in the same path that you're in?
Well, it's a gamble. No one can control, you know, what the weather's going to be.
Poor luck if he goes to Plattsburgh and it's cloudy there.
Drive a little further out. Rochester has it. Rochester is, you know, like you said before, it's not right in that line.
Right.
You're not going to get the full eclipse. I feel like even now, if I'm looking at this, I feel like maybe I do want to be in Buffalo. You know, we'll get something like that in NT, but am I going to get the full eclipse experience? I don't know.
What's the RMSC? Is that the Rochester Museum of Science? They're having a big event, just so you know. I just looked up Rochester eclipse. So they're thinking, they're building it up as much as we are.
They're opening up Salem Field. Like, should the stadium be open?
I was thinking the same thing.
If we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people coming to Western New York.
If you're planning this trip, you've already planned it. Probably already booked your... Don't you already have a place in mind? I mean, the Bison's got ahead of this.
I hope so, but I've been a last-minute planner.
That's true.
You know, how many things have you planned a couple of weeks in advance, right?
But the Bison's got out ahead of this, right? In the middle of the summer saying, hey, if you're coming here for next year, we're going to have an event. I don't know. Is it too late for the stadium to announce that? I think it would be awesome. You open the concession stands. Yeah, tailgate the eclipse.
Tailgate the eclipse. I could see people doing that.
Oh, for sure.
In April, right? What's
12 days later is Luke Combs.
I was going to say, when's that concert going to the stadium? That would be. I mean, you should be playing an outdoor concert during the eclipse.
Yes. Yeah.
Who should be playing the eclipse concert?
Bonnie Tyler. Total Eclipse of the Heart.
No, I don't want
just
to
just play
to that.
It. On, that and I Need a Hero.
Am
on
I
loop.
Gonna? That song's gonna be banned month before the eclipse.
I've already been thinking of making the open just to see how long it takes for you to say stop playing that open.
A week tops. A week tops. Then maybe on the day of, I'll get a little excited and let it back in, but it's not gonna last that long.
I can't imagine. No.
No. They're sounding the alarm. And good for them being on top of it because, like I said, I was around a lot of people this, you know, past weekend. Have, you know, all throughout the area, no one's talking about this.
No, but I'm kind of excited for it now. Like, I don't want to get too excited just in case, you know, I wake up April 8th and it's overcast, it's cloudy. But
raining.
It's kind of nice, and I'm sure businesses here are already preparing themselves for it.
Make your plan.
Yeah.
Right now. We'll be back here tomorrow.
Back here tomorrow, Thursday. Excited. And, you know, I'm going to talk about this more later in the week, but I'm excited for this weekend. Old school, old fashioned Joe Beamer weekend. Blacksburg Saturday for the Tech game, Orchard Park Sunday for the Bills game. I can't wait.
Wow. That's.
I cannot wait. It just works out perfectly.
You won't travel for the eclipse, but you'll go.
Hey, this is a winnable game.
Around the clock. All right. Well, then, great. Next week, you'll be more jet lagged than the Bills were on Sunday. We'll be back here tomorrow. BMaz and Beamer on WBEN.